Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Megan Lynch. Alderwoman Kara Spencer soundly defeating Mayor Tashara Jones. She told a crowd of supporters crammed into Union Station her campaign was built on a simple idea.
St. Louis can do better.
Yes, we can.
And Spencer says St. Louis can get back to basics.
A better delivery of city services that our residents and our businesses rely on. All right, am I right? But this campaign, this election, was about so much more than potholes and trash. It was built on the idea that we can build a downtown that we can all, our region, the St. Louis region, can be proud of.
Spencer says she wants to stem the tide of population loss, particularly in North St. Louis. The mayor-elect says St. Louis can be a place where everyone has the tools and support they will need to survive and thrive. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones lost to Alderwoman Kara Spencer by a margin of 64-36%.
We had conversations with tens of thousands of St. Louisans and earned thousands of contributions with an average amount of less than $200.
Jones speaking with supporters, conceding the race.
All that without the single help of any billionaire.
Mayor Jones making a reference to the more than $100,000 campaign contribution Clay co-founder Bob Clark made to Spencer's campaign.
So my opponent will inherit a city that is safer than it has been in decades.
Never referencing Spencer by name, Jones says she hopes that her opponent keeps the good work going that she started. Board of Aldermen President Megan Green congratulated Mayor-elect Kara Spencer and Controller-elect Donna Behringer, saying she's committed to their success for the good of the city. In a statement, she acknowledged their differing views but emphasized unity moving forward. Green also thanked outgoing Mayor Tashara Jones and Controller Darlene Green for their decades of service and leadership. Green held the office for 30 years before her defeat. Proposition B falls in St. Louis County. It would have given the county council the power to fire department heads. Almost 62% of voters said no. Greater St. Louis Inc. Interim CEO Dustin Allison praised voters for rejecting Prop B in St. Louis County. In a release, he said the organization stood firmly against the measure. Allison called the outcome a win for the region's business community. St. Louis County now under investigation, however, for a mailer used against Prop B.
A spokesperson for Secretary of State Denny Hoskins' office confirmed to KMOX an investigation into the county has been opened regarding mail opposing Proposition B paid for by taxpayers. County Councilman Dennis Hancock.
To use taxpayer dollars to advocate for or against a ballot proposition is blatantly illegal.
Hancock says even an unbiased educational campaign would be illegal if taxpayer dollars were used. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
More election results. Chesterfield's new mayor will be Dan Hurt. He won with 57% of the vote against Derek Greer. It was a close race for mayor in the city of Arnold. About 2,800 votes were cast for five candidates. Bill Moritz received the most votes, but only had 29% of the votes. Incumbent Ron Counts came in fourth with about 19%. Also in Jeffco, the mayoral race in Peavely, very close, only separated by 17 votes. Steve Marcus had more votes than Stephanie Haas. Crime victims who feel lost or unheard, there's a hotline staffed with experts happening this morning put on by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Victim Witness Coordinator Sarah Pingershouse tells KMOX who typically needs help.
So we have a lot of domestic violence victims that reach out to the hotline. People with property crimes, they don't know how to navigate it. And then there's other people who truly aren't sure if they're a victim.
The phone bank at 314-539-6855. Again, that's 314-539-6855. Will be open from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. A bill that would ban public schools from using mascots that mock disabilities headed to the Illinois Senate. The bill passed out of the House by a 71-38 margin Tuesday. If signed into law, House Bill 3527 would impact Freeburg Community High School's midget mascot.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.